From Spark and Anvil and DigQuest, this is Sherd, in Chapter 1 of the DigQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sherd cupped a small, dull piece of broken pottery in both paws as if it were made of light. He was a hedgehog, brown and bristly, with bright, interested eyes, and around his neck hung a magnifying lens on a cord. The piece he held was nothing to look at, gray-brown, cracked, no bigger than a coin, blackened along one edge. A young magpie landed beside him, eyeing a glint across the dig. "Why are you fussing over that boring old chip? There's a shiny gold pin over there." "The gold pin," Sherd said happily, "belonged to one rich person once. But this," he turned the humble shirt to the light, "is a piece of a cooking pot that a whole family used every single day for years. See the black on this edge? Soot from the fire it sat over. See how this side's worn smooth? That's where hands lifted it 1,000 times to feed people." His eyes shone. "The gold tells you one person was rich. The broken pot tells you how everybody lived, what they ate, how they cooked, what a normal Tuesday smelled like. The treasure is rare. The ordinary is where the real story of people is."
Sherd had grown up in a family of rag and bone collectors who saw worth in what others threw away. "Anyone can see the value of a jewel," his grandmother told him, sorting through a heap of cast-offs. "It takes a real eye to see the value of a worn-out shoe." Young Sherd once brought her a plain, broken clay lamp he'd nearly passed over. She held it to the light and read it like a book. The scorch where the wick had burned, the finger-smoothed handle, the mend where someone had cared enough to fix it rather than replace it. "A poor family owned this," she said softly. "They used it every night. They mended it because they couldn't spare a new one. This little broken lamp holds more of a life than a king's gold cup that only sat on a shelf." She pressed it into his paws. "Never scorn the plain thing. The plain thing is where people actually lived." Sherd carried that everywhere. When his eye drifted to the glittering find, he made himself kneel to the humble one first.
When Sherd was grown, he walked the long road to DigQuest, his lens swinging at his chest. Trowel, who ran the digs, met him and asked one question. "What is the most valuable thing you can find?" Sherd smiled and held up an imaginary chip between two claws. "The ordinary broken thing," he said. "A cooking pot, a worn tool, a mended lamp. The treasure tells you about one rich person. The humble everyday thing tells you how everyone actually lived. That's the real find." Trowel's eyes crinkled, and she filled a whole tray with plain, unglamorous Sherds and set it before him. "Then read these," she said, "and you'll never be poor."
At a dig, a young rabbit named Des was despairing over her square. "Everyone else found something good," she said. "Beads, a bronze buckle. I just found a pile of boring broken pot bits and some old animal bones. Nothing."
"Nothing?" said Sherd, hurrying over delighted. "Show me your nothing." He knelt over her pile with his lens. "These pot bits, look, 3 different kinds of clay. So this family bought pots from 3 different places. They traded widely. These bones?" He peered. "All young sheep, all cut the same way. This family ate mutton, butchered by someone skilled, probably in autumn." He looked up, glowing. "Des, the beads tell us someone liked pretty things. Your boring pile tells us what this whole household ate, where they traded, and what season it was. You didn't find nothing. You found a family's whole ordinary life." He handed her his lens. "The others found sparkle. You found people." Des looked at her humble pile with new eyes. "I thought the plain stuff didn't count." "The plain stuff is what counts most," said Sherd. "It's just quiet about it."
That evening, Sherd sat alone with the tray of plain Sherds, turning each one to the low light, the sooted rim, the worn handle,
the ordinary patient record of ordinary patient lives. He set the last one down and pressed his bristly paw gently over the whole tray. A warm, brimming gladness rose in his chest and settled there, the particular joy of seeing worth where others saw rubbish, of holding a whole vanished household in a handful of humble chips. His breath came slow and full. "That feeling," he said to the quiet tray, "is why I love the broken pot more than the gold. The treasure is rare. The ordinary is where the people are. Never scorn the plain thing."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SHERD. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.